right. We are back. It is time. This has been buried underneath the bed here for a long, long time.
Do you know how long? Has it been over a couple years?
It's been over 3 years. How long have I been on this show? We haven't done this in a long time.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh. Since I've joined Norm. But it is back. It is 11:16 on the ticket.
This is Ghetto Jeopardy, where pounding the pavement means the exact same thing it means in the suburbs. We should celebrate our similarities instead of highlighting our differences. Who am I kidding? Millie Rock on them hoes. Let's meet our contestants. He's a sea cow from Florida who's coked up about metal bats, Mike Soroy. He thinks the Browns are going to the Super Bowl. Now you like Cleveland? Dan McDowell. And she is not only a resident, but owner of the Zen Bin, Julie Dobbs. And your host of Ghetto Jeopardy, Mr. Waterslide himself, the great Donovan.
Thank you, announcer guy. Whoa. This is Ghetto Jeopardy.
That's a fresh open there.
Yeah. Had to pay my writers a lot.
Hey, Zen get that Bin. Done. He said Zen Bin.
Zen Bin, yeah.
Zen Bin.
Yeah, she's in the Zen Bin.
Did he say Zen? Zen Bin.
Okay,
get
him to redo
back.
It.
Talk
to the announcer guy. Yeah, I did. I spent a grip on that too, man. All right, Ghetto Jeopardy. I do have three categories in this first round that we will get to, but I need to tell you the money amounts that you're going to ask for in each category. Of course, as we go through this category, it should get a little more difficult. So, the first money category worth $100, you have to ask for it. It's a yard. $250, the second category, it's a stack. And for $500, the toughest clue in the category, you're going to ask for it by asking for a band. We have Soroy, we have Dan, we have Julie to play Ghetto Jeopardy. Since Dan has been the overall champion for about 6 years running, Dan, you will go first. The first round categories are, thank you, finish the lyric, race draft, and in honor of my barber, E.T., Huh, man? Those are the three categories. Dan, please pick a category and a money amount.
All right, let's start with race draft for a yard.
Race draft for a yard. If you offer us a foot-long meatball sub, an economy-sized bottle of bleach, and a future number three, you can have them. We just won't take a check for them.
Say that again.
Oh, you know what? You guys need to just say your name when you want to buzz in.
Oh, so we can all
just
go?
Say your name. Yes. Oh. If you offer us a foot-long meatball sub, an economy-sized bottle of bleach, and a future number three, you can have them. We just won't take a check for them.
I don't understand the game right now.
Good Lord. Well, recent current events, it's the racial draft. So obviously I'm talking about a black
person.
Is
there minus points?
No, never minus points.
Mike. Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett is the right answer. That's one. You have $100 right now. Good Lord.
I'm rolling. I don't know that why that was right. You just said recent, so I said okay.
All right, Mike, just pick the category and the money amount.
Let's go for a man for a yard.
If an old black woman tells you she got the sugar, she is battling this disease.
Dan. What is diabetes?
Diabetes is correct. Dan, pick a category and a money amount, please.
Man for a stack.
If someone ever told you to hit me on the hip, they wanted you to do this.
Mike. Page me.
Page is right. Nice. Very nice. Mike?
Let's go a band. Huh, man.
Hopping in the whip with my T-Jones means you're doing this with whom? Hopping in the whip with my T-Jones means you're doing this with whom?
That's not a real phrase that anybody's ever said, and it doesn't mean anything.
Oh, yes, ooh, it is.
Is he right?
That is incorrect, sir. Hopping in the whip
you
with my T-Jones.
You just made this up.
Metal bat.
To say, are we making
okay,
white
metal
people
bat.
Metal bat.
Yeah.
Getting in your car with your girlfriend.
That is incorrect. Julie.
I was going to say dancing in the car. but I don't know who with.
Dancing in a car.
Yeah, like
now say it again.
Like you're jamming
hopping,
out in your
hopping
car.
In the whip with my T-Jones means with you're doing T-Jones. This with whom? Metalbats was the closest.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know T-Jones.
I don't even remember what Metalbats said.
Well, Metal all bats. Of you are incorrect.
There's a lot going on here.
It is getting in a car with my mom.
Dang
my
it.
Mother.
Why is
T-Jones
Jones
is
mom?
Your mom. Yes.
Why T-Jones.
I don't know why. I didn't make it up, Julie. That's just what it is.
Would
Julie?
Know.
We don't
anyone
ask questions in ghetto
car
Jeopardy.
Car is your whip?
Yeah, your whip. So, huh, man, is done.
Hmm.
Okay.
We have
huh,
race draft.
Man.
I still have the board, right?
You do have the board, sir.
Boy, that race draft one was tough, but let's do that. Let's do a race draft for a stack.
For the low, low price of Britney Spears and cash considerations, this hit maker can be yours. Just keep them away from all schools and YWCAs.
Dan.
Dan.
Who's R. Kelly?
R. Kelly is correct.
Oh, nice.
I was just thinking P. Girl.
Whoa.
What?
Huh?
Go on.
Oh, race draft for the band.
No, no, no. No take backs. The white contingent wanted them so badly in the 80s that you gave up Robert De Niro to get them. And you can't try to give them back because of all this new stuff.
Dan.
Plus, Dan.
Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson damn. Is correct. All right, the
I was
only category.
Maybe Tiger, but no, not 80s.
Yeah.
The only category we have left is finish the lyric.
We still want Tiger.
Yeah, you guys still want time.
All right, so give me. Let's just go in order. A yard.
All right, listen to this. I'll stop it. You have to finish the lyric. All right, Jerry, you have my computer up. Let's roll. And it's on the ticket. So let's play. How do you not play? How do you not play, Jer?
I don't know.
Dan.
Acer issues.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Do you have an Acer?
I do not have an Acer.
You have to upgrade your computer, dude.
I have.
What would Steve Jobs say?
Oh,
can you
ghetto
see it?
Computer?
It's not ghetto computer. Hang on. Let's see if this works.
Is your MacBook dying?
Let's see if this works.
You call Tim Apple.
Why is it not playing, Mike?
Oh, no. I don't know. You're definitely pressing the space bar hard.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, you know what? We'll save that category for the second
I like
round.
It.
We'll save that category for the second round after we figure out what's going on with my
That's
Mac.
What happens in ghetto Jeopardy, man.
So now we're going to use one of the categories in the second round.
Oh, we are
here.
I like it,
so we can fix it. So the category that we're gonna do in order is Who Dat Say My Name. All right,
got it.
So Who Dat Say My Name for a yard.
Yeah,
I'm gonna give you a name, you spell it. All right, here we go. Shaprika.
Metal Bats.
Mike.
Y'all are too fast.
Shapriqua.
That is Shaprika. Incorrect.
Dan. Shaprika. Shaprika.
Shaprika.
Oh.
Shaprika.
That is incorrect. Julie?
Shaprika.
That is correct.
Yes.
Julie on the board.
Finally.
Who Dat Say My Name for a stack?
Also not a real name.
Anaya.
I think it is.
Anaya.
Metalbat.
Mike.
Say it one more time.
Anaya.
Anaya.
You can't just say metal bat.
A,
you don't even know. What
I can do
yet.
What I want. A N I A.
That's incorrect.
Anaya.
Julie. A A N A Y A.
Incorrect. Dan.
A N H Y A.
That is also incorrect. Anaya. A-N-I-Y-A-H. Anaya.
Okay. Oh, of course.
The last one in this category. Nevaeh.
Dan. N-A-V-A-I-A.
That is incorrect.
Metalbat.
Mike.
N-A-V-E-Y-A-H.
That is incorrect also. Julie.
N-A-V-A... Oh, no, you just said that. N-E-V-A-Y-A.
So close, Julie. That's incorrect.
A-S-O-T-E-L-E-T-A-N-G-A-N-O-N.
That's not right. That's not right.
O-S-I-L-I.
That's not it. You're not playing. Just think of... Heaven backwards. N-E-V-A-E-H.
Oh, that's good.
Heaven.
That's actually
backwards.
A name.
That's the first round of Ghetto Jeopardy.
Who's winning?
We return. Oh, yeah.
I think I have one.
You got a 500.
Yeah, you do have a 500. Oh, really? Dan is in the lead with 850. Mike has 350. Julie, you have 100. When we return, we will get this damn Mac fixed because it's a ghetto Mac. And then we'll come back with the second round of Ghetto Jeopardy. Boom, in the house on the ticket. Thank you, Mike. Ghetto Jeopardy. We're smack dab in the middle of it. Dan in the lead, of course, with 850. Mike, 350. Julie on the board with $100. We did have a little difficulty in Ghetto Jeopardy in the first round with the finish the lyric, but in true ghetto fashion, we got it working back now. So we're good. So you replace Who Dat Say My Name in the second round with Finish the Lyric. So the categories in the second round: food, Finish the Lyric, and Ain't Nothing Wrong with What She's Sitting On. Those are the three categories in the second round of Ghetto Jeopardy. Julie, you are in third place with 100. You pick a category and a money amount, please.
Okay, food for a stack.
Food for a
stack. Oh, she's jumping up.
Wow.
Oh, stack in the middle.
Stack.
Okay.
Stack. Wow.
Yeah.
This protein-rich meat can be enjoyed at all Black family celebrations.
Dan. Pork. What is pork?
That's incorrect. I'll finish the question for the rest who didn't want to jump in.
I was just thinking of Emmett.
This protein-rich meat can be enjoyed at all Black family celebrations. Legs, wings, breasts.
Julie? Chicken.
That is incorrect.
Turkey?
And pretty offensive.
Really?
Mike, do you want to answer this question?
Shocking.
This protein-rich meat can be enjoyed at all Black family celebrations. Legs, wings, breasts. It's even better fried.
I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't know what he's... I don't know what's up.
Metal bats.
I'm out.
Metal bats.
Chicken.
Again.
Why would you say that if she said it?
I don't understand. What else can you say? Turkey. You can have legs,
probably
wings,
the only other
breasts,
thing.
Turkey.
And that's every Black celebration.
Why does it always have to fall back to chicken?
It's
with
turkey?
Everyone.
I feel like this
Golly,
is a trap.
Golly. My good God. It's turkey.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Well, you shouldn't be mad at Julie. That seems like the logical answer. You should be mad at this guy.
I couldn't think
of
anything else.
She said it, and then he said it was
wrong. Said it again. And it was offensive, and I don't appreciate it.
That is offensive.
Because we're all trying to get together.
He just thinks every Black person just eats
chicken. Oh, chicken. Yeah. Whoa.
I would have guessed duck.
Julie, you have the board.
I'm scared.
Man, yeah. Just pass.
Ain't nothing wrong with what she's sitting on for a yard.
For a yard. Looks like she borrowed a couple of steroids from A-Rod because that thing looks juiced.
Lopez. Jennifer Lopez.
Jennifer Lopez is correct. Mike, pick a category in the money amount, please.
Ain't nothing wrong with what she's sitting on. A stack.
Neither James Harden nor Lamar Odom could palm all that bottom.
Julie.
Mike. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe Kardashian is correct.
A band, ain't nothing wrong with what she's sitting on.
Getting the glimpse of all that wagon Cardi B is dragging may make you blurt out this famous saying of hers. Cardi B.
Metal bats. I love turkey.
That's incorrect.
Okay.
Famous saying of Cardi B. Pepsi commercial.
Beyonce, Julie Beyonce.
Oh,
okay.
What?
What the hell's going on in there?
Okay, Julie.
Okay, you're cut off. What
was that? Get out of the Zen band.
What's happening?
Jeez.
Well, I just forgot to buzz in correctly, so I was trying to correct it. Julie.
Yeah.
For Beyonce. What is Beyonce?
That's her saying?
No, that's incorrect.
Oh.
Jeez, Julie. You don't know anything.
I thought we were thinking of...
Do you know her saying, Dan?
No.
You don't? Okay. She says,
So that's why the
what is
the
it?
Toledo news station did that, huh?
Exactly.
Okay. What if you can't roll your R's?
Then
that's why I didn't buzz in.
No, it's not.
I can't roll my R's. Sorry, ladies.
Mike.
Can't roll my R's.
Let's go with the yard. Let's finish the lyric. Oh. That's a bad idea.
Finish the lyric. All right. I'm going to play a song. When I stop it, you have to finish the lyric. Are we ready to go, Jer? Let's see if it works this time.
We gon' rock it till the wheels fall off. Hold up. Hey. Well, my n***s will be acting too bold. Take a seat. Hope you're ready for the next episode. Hey.
Wait a minute.
Mike.
What we ever did.
Oh, I just said it like that. That is correct, Mike. Smoke weed every day.
Oh.
That's what you play every day on Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Smoke weed every day.
I guess I never heard that part of this.
Good Lord. All right.
Stack. Mike. Lyric.
Stack for the lyric. I will do the same thing again. I will play something. You finish the lyric. You guys ready to go? Listen.
If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems.
Dan.
Oh.
But the bitch ain't one.
Okay, I will give it to Dan.
What?
Because
what?
I love Dan. It's but a bitch ain't one.
Oh.
But I went to the judges, and the judges said it was right.
But you could protest, Mike.
Yeah, you could protest.
Well, how do I do? How
just
do that?
Just say I want to formally protest.
I'd like to
submit. All right.
You've never played before.
Go
huh?
ahead, Dan.
I've tried to protest. Let's finish the lyric for a band.
Listen.
Which is fun. Relationships is just room to hit it.
Killer. Dan.
Whoa. Who was first, Killer?
That's a white song, huh?
Metal Bat.
Metal Bat was first? Go.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah, you know me. All right. Why are you so hesitant to say this?
I'm not.
All right, there you go.
I was hoping for some Kanye there.
Anything.
All right, that is Mike for 500. Boy, you
Dude,
are running away
happening.
With this second round. I think we only have food left.
I'll take food for a yard.
Food.
Terrified of this category.
Geez, no, food for a yard. Okay. This fruit, which can come with seeds or seedless, can be enjoyed on a nice summer day by the pool or at a picnic.
Metal Bass.
Mike.
A honeydew.
Honeydew is incorrect.
Dan. No.
It's a trap.
No.
If I say the question, I don't know what you're talking about. Answer the question. That's all we want here on Ghetto Jeopardy. Answer the question.
I don't think I should.
Just answer it.
Yeah. Do you want to win the game?
No, he's going
to. Come on, you have to
this
answer.
This is
going to
sound
question.
Terrible, and then he's going to yell at me.
I'm not going to yell at you. What are you talking about?
Watermelon.
Oh, my God. I can't believe that this is happening right now.
Is it right?
Like, it's 2019.
Is that right?
And we're still going back
you
to things
are,
like that.
Should we dump
you're
them?
You're baiting.
I think we can. We should dump that. Yeah.
Is it right?
That is incorrect, and I'm very offended by what's happening right now. Julie, do you have an answer?
All right, I'm not playing anymore.
Do you have an answer?
grapes.
Grapes! Why would it be anything else? Julie, that's correct, and I don't understand why we have to go down this road.
I'm with Julie.
I really redeemed myself.
I don't know how we have to go down this road.
I'm not guessing the last one.
All the time. Julie, the only one left is food.
Okay.
It's a trap.
Food for whatever's left.
A band.
If you hear someone say they eat this animal from the rooter to the tooter, they're most likely talking about this.
Metal bats.
Mike.
Pig.
Pig is correct.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to quickly tally up these scores. 1,000, 15,
I protest.
16, 17, 18.
Uh-oh.
What do you protest?
Formally.
It's everything.
Okay. Do not.
It's everything.
1,100 for Dan, 1,800 for Mike. Julie, you have 200. You have to risk it all on Final Jeopardy.
What do I have?
That's the rule. You have
1,100.
1,100. Mike has 18.
Julie,
you're at 2.
Okay.
So, the Final Jeopardy category is the barbecue. Or a cookout, or a family reunion, it doesn't matter. That's the Final Jeopardy category. Here is the question. If you hear someone yelling, nick 'em but don't cut 'em, trips left on one, break, a quarter pounder with cheese, you best believe this game is being played at the cookout. You have 30 seconds
to
think about it. You can write it down.
Will you repeat the question while this plays?
If you hear someone yelling, nick 'em but don't cut 'em, trips left on one, break, a quarter pounder with cheese, you best believe this game is being played at the cookout. God, that food category is my favorite killer. Can't believe those things were being said on this radio station in 2019.
I was offended.
How long have you
Thank
been
you.
Here?
You should.
Killer.
You should be offended. All right, Julie, you're in third place. You have $200. What game is being played if you heard all those sayings being said?
Is it Domino's?
Domino's is correct. Julie, you have doubled your money to $400. Dan, what did you write down? Domino's?
That what
with
is
a question
Domino's?
Mark. That's correct.
Put it in a question
you have $2,200. Mike, what did you write down?
I wrote, what is croquet?
Croquet?
You were playing croquet.
Is incorrect. Dan, again, is the winner of Ghetto Jeopardy with $2,200. Thank you, one. Thank you all.